You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Cameron. Are you calling me from a safe location? You reach emergency roadside assistance. My name is Cameron. Are you calling me from a safe location?
Yes.
Okay, I'm so glad to hear you. All right, and you are in need of roadside, is that correct?
Yes.
All right, spell me your first name, please.
Brandon.
Thank you. Your last name, please.
Googh.
I believe you said Googh, is that correct?
Googh.
Thank you. Verify the callback number for me, please.
954-534-6579.
Okay, so you had a different number. I got 954, and what's the rest, please?
534-6579.
Thank you. Would you like to receive mobile texts and updates?
Yes.
Thank you. Message and data rates may apply. May I please have your policy number?
Man, I don't have all this. I just need people side assistance. Like, this is ridiculous.
Bro. I do.
2 hours we got standing on the phone and y'all come out and texting.
Okay, so you spoke with a colleague. I understand your frustration, but we don't just, your stuff don't just pull up, your policy, it doesn't just pull up in our system. You have to give us the information. You said you spoke with someone already?
No, I haven't. I've been on this phone 2 hours. Y'all 24/7, and it takes you guys 2 hours to service somebody for roadside. I don't understand that.
Okay.
I don't know how to get my policy number, but
are you in our system?
Yes.
Okay, let me see what your phone number, see what it pulls up. Yeah, we have several questions because that's the only way the provider is going to know how to come and get you. Or help service you. All right, let me see. I'm trying to locate, see if I see anything. Okay, so I'm not showing anything pulling up under that phone number, 954-534-6579. Do you have your VIN number? We could try that.
Can you put it up by the VIN number?
That's what I asked you. You can try to give me the VIN number. I can put it in. You can give me one letter and number at a time.
One, C as in cat. Four, R as in rabbit.
Okay, so now you're breaking up. You're going in and out. I have one. I have Charlie. I have four, R as in Romeo. Is that correct so far?
Yeah, one as in cat, four, R as in rabbit, J as in jeep, E as in egg, B as in boy, G as in girl, four, E as in egg, C as in cat, 133720.
All right, I'm going to say it back. I have one Charlie, four Romeo, J as in Juliet, E as in Echo, B as in Bravo, G as in Golf, the number four, E as in Echo, C as in Charlie, 133720. Is this correct?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, so I'll put the VIN number in. It's not pulling up. Hold on 1 second.
Oh, my God. Like, what the fuck is the problem? Like, this is ridiculous. You have to have the policy number. There's no other way.
So I do apologize. You have to have the policy number because it won't pull up. It's not going to pull up unless I have the information. So I put the VIN number in. It's not pulling up. I'm about to put your name in. And I put your phone number in the system to see if we can pull you up. But hold on. I'm going to try another way.
Fuck, I even got this dumbass machine. Yeah, this shit is like so inconvenient. Hello, ma'am.
Yes, sir. You found your policy number?
Yeah.
Okay, can you give me 1 second so I can get to it? Back to the screen. Thank you. Okay, so the policy number, FS and Foxtrot.
594-8557.
Foxtrot 594-8557, correct? Thank you. That's not pulling up anything as well.
FL 594-8557.
FL 594-8557. Not pulling up. All right, so I'm sorry, I put the information in. It's not coming up. It says the customer will need to pay out of the pocket for the service today. You can submit for reimbursement consideration, or you can call your insurance company and let them know that you tried to give the emergency roadside your information, and nothing is pulling up in our system.
Why is that, man? When I just paid for this policy on the 7th of this month.
Okay. So once again, you would need to speak with your insurance company. They can go into details about that with you.
Okay. How much is for the? Because I need gas. How much is
So you said you want to continue, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So I'm going to have to ask you some questions. Still got to fill out the questions. I do apologize. What state do you live in?
Florida.
Can I have your home address, please?
110-16.
110 16th Street.
Longboat Drive.
Thank you. What's your zip code, please?
3302 State.
What's the name of the city that you live in Florida, please?
Cooper City.
Who?
Cooper City.
Cooper? Thank you. What's the year of your vehicle, please?
2014.
Thank you. What's the make of the vehicle, please?
What's the what?
The make of the vehicle. Ford, Chevy, Honda, Toyota, Dodge, Nissan.
It's crazy. Look, this is shit not pops up.
You're kind of going in and out. I didn't hear the make of the car.
Cherokee, man.
Okay, you're still going in and out. This call is being recorded, so I do apologize.
Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Thank you. What color is it, please?
White.
Thank you. All right, so this call may be set up for you to pay the service provider directly and then send those expenses in for reimbursement consideration. Would you like for me to continue?
Yes.
What's wrong with the vehicle? Confirm what you need with the vehicle. Jump start,
no gas.
You ran out of gas?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so gas delivery. Now, does the vehicle use diesel fuel? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. You are with the vehicle, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, may I have the city and the state where the vehicle is currently at? Are you in the state called Florida?
Yes.
City Cooper?
I'm on Miramar Parkway and Palm Avenue.
Okay, so do you have an address? I need the city.
Miramar.
Can you spell that for me, please?
M-I-R. M-I-R-A-M-A-R.
Okay, what's the address where you're located at?
Ma'am, it's no address. I'm on the side of the damn road. Like, what address do you want?
All right, so this is what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to send you an SMS message. I'm going to send it to your phone. You click on that link, and then you read me the latitude and the longitude so that we can pinpoint where you're located at. I appreciate you. Was you able to get the SMS, sir?
Yes.
The
latitude is 25.980617.
Okay, give me 1 second. So let me say it back to you because you was going down. 25.980617. Is this correct?
Yes.
Thank you. So go ahead and proceed. Negative?
Negative 80.73776.
I believe you said negative 80.73776. Is this correct?
Negative 80.273776.
I'm waiting on my system to load. And how would you pay the provider? Cash, Visa, Discover, American Express? I need to check this and then we can go ahead and I'm going to get your quote. So how would you pay them?
Cash.
Thank you. All right, so let me go ahead and I'm going to place you on the brief hold. How much gas do you want?
Give me to the gas tank.
Okay, so you want 5 gallons, 10 gallons, so I know.
Yeah.
Which one, 5 or 10?
5.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to place you on a brief hold while I go ahead and get you a quote on how much this is going to cost you. So hold on. Thank you.